This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, welcome back to the Boomer and Geo show, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough studio on CBS Sports Network as well. And Phil Simms, it's 3 hours in, man, and we have been flying and we've been going 100 miles an hour. And I know a lot of people want to talk to you. And we have one here that's very interesting. And I think I want to get to this before we talk a little bit more about the NFL. And that's Joe in the Bronx. Joe, what's happening, brother?
Hey, Boomer and Phil, too. Football legends.
Legends.
I met you, Phil, at Fanatics Fest last month, and you had said that you were coming after Gio.
You said that?
And now I'm...
I don't know what he said to me. I said, I'm going to go after Gio.
This when you had your tooth in your mouth, or did you lose your tooth?
I was missing a tooth.
At this point in time when you had this conversation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're a little bit ornery at that moment.
No, it was all in fun. We just had fun.
So are you disappointed that he hasn't gone after Gio enough?
Well, I'm just wondering, is Gio okay, or is he like Fox food right now?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Gio's okay. He's playing golf right now. He's not paying attention to us.
All right. He is. I had fun with him. I was in here. What was I in here for? The draft.
The draft you were here.
Yeah, so we had a good time. I sat over there, and he was. It was interesting watching how he did the show and what you guys. It's amazing. You guys are on TV. There's a TV in front. And he's always on his phone, too. You got both of you.
We're always checking the news. You're always looking for updates. We're waiting for things to break. So normally things don't break when we're on our show. We're usually reacting to what happened the day before.
The day before, yeah.
But when all of a sudden something does happen, like Justin Fields yesterday, it comes right at the end of our show, right around 9:45, we get news that he is carted off the field. And now we got to sit here and we got to speculate. Why was he carted off? Is it a non-contact injury? Is it an ACL? Is it an Achilles? You know, it's a lower leg. So is that a knee? Is that an ankle? I mean, like, you know, we're all over the place.
When I heard lower leg, I said, oh, if it's an Achilles, that would be incredible.
Normally they would say somebody, you know, this is what happened, I think, is that the reporters are over there, like Rich Shimino, those guys, they're watching everything, and they report that he's limping off the field. Mm. And somehow, some way, that turns into a lower leg injury.
Okay.
Now, to me, a foot is, while it's a part of the, you know, it's attached to the leg, it's not a leg, it's a foot. Okay. But nobody ever said anything about the foot, but we were talking about a potential metatarsal bone in the foot. It could have been that. I never thought of a dislocated toe. I never thought of that because it wasn't reported that he was stepped on until later on.
I don't think I've ever heard of a dislocated toe.
In this fashion.
In that fashion, yeah.
Right, especially when they say non-contact injury, which is a little bit of a stretch because it was a contact injury because somebody stepped on his foot.
Big, heavy foot with cleats.
That's exactly right. You know, it was interesting. I was looking at all the preseason stuff that we get, and I was thinking that both the Jets and Giants really do have good rosters. I mean, there's a lot of good players on both teams.
Yes.
But this league is quarterback driven, as we all know. And this is something that Ben Johnson said, talking about the opening of the Chicago Bear camp with Caleb Williams and all the stuff that they did in the offseason. We know what the Patriots did. They spent over $300 million on free agency. They brought in a new coach. They got Josh McDaniels back. Hey, by the way, that may be the best hire in the NFL outside of maybe Ben Johnson for the Bears and Caleb Williams' development.
It's a good hire for many reasons. He's familiar up there. Mike Vrabel knows him very well. But the quarterback resembles Tom Brady. I mean, I know Drake May is more mobile, but they're throwers. And that's what he teaches, and that's what he's good at.
And this way, Vrabel doesn't have to worry about the offense.
You're right, because he trusts Josh to get it done. And, yeah, and I'm really interested to see the offense, how much it's progressed from what I saw from his time at New England or even his time out in Las Vegas, which I did not like their offense at times there. It got too redundant. Derek Carr couldn't pull, you know, I hate to say this, he just couldn't pull the trigger fast enough. My God, there he is. Let me run or whatever.
And this is one of the reasons why I was against the Jets signing him when he was a free agent. He went down to New Orleans, and it didn't work out well there, and it looks like he's retired now. So yeah. That story's there. All right, so let me give you a couple teams or a couple coaches.
All right.
You tell me what they need to do in order for their team to, and this is just a little synopsis. I'm not going to hold you to it, but if I said to you, is Mike McDaniel going to be the coach of the Miami Dolphins next year? You would say what?
Oh, I think it's 50-50, maybe less than that. You know, it's just listening to everything that's going on in Miami, the players they've lost, the offensive line, sketchy, Tyreek Hill, they're building that relationship back. I mean,
well, you heard Tua say that.
Yeah, I know.
Did you like what Tua said, or did you say, like, you don't have to say stuff like that?
I would have never brought that out in public. I mean, you could ask me that, and I go, yeah, no, we're cool, man. I don't know. I'm not gonna answer it and say, yeah, he's building trust back with the whole team and me, and God Almighty, just, you know, when you're the quarterback, the less you say, the better.
Right. You know,
that was just too much for me.
Okay, here's another team. Last year, this was one of the best teams in the NFL, one of the best offenses in the NFL. They lose their offensive coordinator. They lose Tanner Engstrom, who is now the offensive coordinator for the Jets.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, Ben Johnson goes to the Chicago Bears. This is the Detroit Lions and Dan Campbell, and they hired Johnny Morton as their offensive coordinator. Is that a good thing for Jared Goff, or are they going to be able to recreate what they did last year?
Well, first, the Jets.
Yes.
Okay, Engstrand. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, he goes in as, you know, he's going to be their coordinator. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of carryover for what went on in Detroit. And he goes, you know, Ben Johnson wasn't the only one in that room designing stuff.
Yes.
And I love that. But what was the question? Oh,
well,
Detroit.
I was going to ask you, Detroit and Dan Campbell, can they recreate what they did last year?
I don't think they can be as dynamic overall. I just see the teams are going to study them more. They lost so many defensive players there at the end of the season. What's coming back? Is Aiden Hutchinson going to be the guy that we think he... Well, the guy he was outstanding. Can he be that again after that severe injury? I think it will take him 4 or 5 games to really get back into being that guy, because you got to be a little careful.
But you're also changing the offensive coordinator. That's the thing.
So
I mean, like, Jared Goff and Ben Johnson were like this. I mean, as I crossed my fingers here, and they were tight. They knew each other, and I'm sure Tanner was in the middle of all that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Jared Goff, his play was outstanding. And I've never seen a quarterback, really, it's hard to come up with one, that could throw more contested crossers, you know, in cuts. I mean, he would, if there was a window, he was going to let it go.
Okay, I'm going to ask you about another coach and another quarterback situation, and this is down in Jacksonville with Liam Cohen and Trevor Lawrence. Now, Trevor Lawrence has not lived up to the lofty expectations. Not all his fault, much like here in New York, it wasn't all Daniel Jones's fault. There's a lot of instability around him. But they bring in Cohen, who's a little bit of a unique coach, to say the least.
I like him.
So do you think this is a good fit with Trevor Lawrence down in Jacksonville?
It's a really good fit for the coach. Trevor Lawrence, can he be Baker Mayfield? Can he make the thing that's hurt Trevor Lawrence is that there's two or three throws a game that get away from him. And come on, you know. And especially when you're throwing it over the middle. And he would sail throws that you could throw them 50 times in a game and you wouldn't do it. And so he had great spots, too, where he could throw the ball really well. But, you know, routine, we always heard Bill Coward say this, you can't miss routine throws. When guys are wide open running across the field, you can't throw it 8 or 10 yards over their head.
Which was Justin Fields' problems.
Well, a little bit, yeah. Some, yes, but Trevor had this. That's what
Trevor was the first overall draft pick.
I know.
He's a can't-miss player.
And well, you know, he's what was a generational
talent.
He wasn't. If you really studied, but he won the national championship, I think, as a freshman, right?
Yep.
So that's where it all started. But so much was
and
put on him.
And never lost a game in high school.
Yeah, how about that? Well, I can understand his talent in high school. But the answer to the question is Liam Cohen is the guy. He's a good coach. I love the scheme. It can fit just about any quarterback in the NFL. Baker Mayfield tore it up with him as the coordinator. And now can I think the big thing with Trevor Lawrence, everybody wants to see more emotion, more just that outward leading the team and being the guy. They're paying you to be the guy. You were the first pick of the draft. Everything is there. You got to take control of the football team. Can he do it? I'm going to say this. I got to see it to believe it.
But it's about Liam Cohen, much like Ben Johnson in Chicago.
Yes.
Really good fits for their young quarterbacks.
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the AFC North real quick. You think the Baltimore Ravens have the best roster in football?
Oh, this is the year. If they don't get it done this year, I'm not like you. You're great at the salary cap and watch it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that could go on here with their football team and all the contracts and everything like that. And I heard from somebody really close to it goes, man, this is it. This is the year. They have to win the Super Bowl. They can't falter in the playoffs.
So Aaron Rodgers now goes to Pittsburgh. And it's another new offense for him, probably a little bit different than the offense that he was running here with Nathaniel Hackett and what he had up in Green Bay. And he does have Arthur Smith as his offensive coordinator. Is that a good fit?
Well, probably in my eyes, no. Arthur Smith, if he could, he'd run the football every play of the game. And that's really good for certain teams and people. But with Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure Aaron Rodgers, just like he did with the Jets, he's going to put his favorite plays in. They're going to let him, and they should. But I look at the offense, and all we heard last year from the Steelers, it's always the quarterback. Oh, Justin Fields. Justin Fields played well, or pretty well, for what they were trying to do. And it was limited when Russell Wilson got in there. I mean, you paid attention to it.
Yeah, because they don't have the running aspect to the game as they would with Justin Fields.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about just drop back and throw it. I mean, come on. Sometimes you got to help the quarterback with some, you know, confusion for the defense. I just thought everything they ran was very basic, and it was hard for the quarterbacks to be special.
So he's in a tough division. He's got to go up against Joe Burrow twice. I don't know what Cleveland's doing. I guess Joe Flacco's going to be the starter for them, you think?
I don't know. I couldn't even tell you. Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco.
Dylan Gabriel?
Dylan Gabriel, they said he had a great offseason. I didn't know he was on the team. I never heard his name.
By the way, he's 5'10".
No, he's not 5'10".
Yeah, he is.
No, he isn't.
Yeah, he is.
Why do you say that?
Or 5'11". He's under 6 foot.
Yeah, 5'11", 6 foot, plays taller. Okay.
Does he wear high shoes or something?
No, he played because he can change his motion with anybody. He has a nice release, but when he has to, he can get his arm extremely high and throw it with power. I think everybody, kind of like Bo Nix, I don't know what it is with Oregon, but they underrated his throwing.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Bo Nix and, of course, Sean Payton. He had a great season last year.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And Sean really got the quarterback that he wanted.
Yes.
And, you know, look, that division out there is crazy. I mean, you got Pete Carroll now out there in with the Raiders.
Geno Smith got the running back in the draft from Boise State. I mean, they got to love that.
Ashton Jeanchi. And then, of course, you have Jim Harbaugh and what they're doing with the Chargers. So,
Chargers.
Which one of these teams, can any one of these teams overtake Kansas City in your eyes?
If I had to guess or had to make it, I'd say absolutely it's the Chargers. And they were arguably, their skill people last year was probably the maybe one of the slowest skill groups in the NFL. It, not anymore. They went out and got Hampton from North Carolina in the draft. He's going to, the offensive line's good. They got two new receivers who I think are really going to help them. And one is a speed guy, which they need. So it's time to open that offense up more. And I think they will, you know. So I think there's a lot of pressure on. I think this is a year the Chargers have to go ahead and show everybody they can win this and beat Kansas City and take it over.
Yeah, I think so. But what, Denver was a good team last year.
Very good.
They had a really good top-end defense.
Fast defense. Creative as hell.
Is it true? I feel this way as a player myself. I felt like the second year playing the position, I finally figured out what the hell I was doing and what we were trying to do and what the other teams were trying to do to us. You got to believe that Bo Nix, especially as confident of a kid as he is going to be taking a huge leap here.
Oh my God, Boomer! If he takes a huge leap, what's that going to be?
I mean, it's going to be a fascinating division.
I thought he played really, really well last year. I was excited for him because I liked him coming out, and I heard arm strength, and all I saw, it seemed like most of the year, bombs going over everybody's head for big touchdowns, so we'll see how it goes.
And he's got a great coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Boomer and Geo Podcast from WFAN.
All righty, it is the Boomer and Geo Show coming to you from the Bill Ford Tough Studio at WFAN and, of course, on CBS Sports Network. And the great Phil Simms has been filling in for Geo all morning long, doing a great job, having a lot of fun. A lot of fun in between segments, too, by the way.
As you'd imagine.
Yes, you would imagine. And by the way, hey, Andrew, I saw in the break that you had a few pictures of our very own Al Dukes. Wearing a Phil Simms jersey, I think it was. Look at this, man. Is that unbelievable?
Wow.
Al, is that your sister you're with?
Yes.
Okay.
But that's just me and my various NFL gear. What do we got?
Giants, Falcons,
man,
Eagles.
Look at the hair. Wow.
Look at this.
Wow. Gosh.
Look at him in a Giants Phil Simms t-shirt, I guess that is.
It was like a Sears jersey.
Sure.
Yeah. Is that really number 11?
Yeah. That was definitely a Phil Simms jersey.
Wow.
It was probably your first year.
Okay.
And now, it looks like you're pontificating something. What are you
really
thinking?
Seed
really
oils.
Thinking deep.
Yeah, I don't know. It was something.
That's great. What was the dog's name?
Skippy.
Skippy, you had a dog when you were a kid.
I did, yeah. We had dogs growing up. I didn't have to take care of it like I do now. That's the problem.
Oh.
You know, Al has a dog. I know. Lindsay, and he's always complaining that he has to take her for a walk.
Yeah.
And he can't leave her anywhere, and he's stuck at home.
It's a big dog. What kind of dog is it?
Greyhound.
Oh.
Racing dog.
He rescued a greyhound.
How old is he? Skippy.
She is 9.
Whimsy. This is Whimsy.
Whimsy.
Skippy's passed.
Oh, okay. Whimsy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I hate to ask this, but what's the greyhounds, what's their...
Expectancy? Life expectancy?
Too long for Al. Not that I've Googled this often, but 10 to 14 years.
Is it? Okay. Look at that. Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, you are doing everything for that dog. Look at it. Clean.
And they're starting to look like...
Thin and neurotic.
Yes, exactly.
Boy, that's my boy, Cooper.
Oh, that's Cooper, yep.
Cooper's cool. Yeah, very beautiful dog.
The black dog is...
Elvis.
Elvis, and that's Gio's rescue.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yes.
We were allowed to bring our dogs in one day.
Yeah, we had dog day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Look at Whimsy.
Yeah, no.
It's a beautiful dog. It looks like a deer.
Yeah, you're taking care of it. Yeah, a little bit of a deer. You're right, baby deer.
And we see sometimes in the middle of the night when I'm walking her... The foxes are walking around my town.
You go, woo, woo! Do you? Or no?
I haven't, no. I'm afraid to.
But what do you mean? What are you afraid? What?
It might come running over towards me if I go, if I call it.
A fox is not going to go after a dog that big.
I don't know. These foxes are very, they're well-fed, these neighborhood foxes.
Do you want to give, let me hear you give your fox call.
Woo, woo!
Well, that was weak.
What do you think?
Show them how it's done, Phil.
There you go. That's how it's done.
You know, you laugh. I even laugh, too. I walk out like two nights ago, and I got a little farther away from the house, and I was letting it go, and I started laughing. I go, holy Christ, you could hear this 10 miles away.
Yeah, well, you live on a 10-mile piece of land, that's
for
sure.
No, stop that.
I mean, you come saw over, that boat you, there?
It's not a moat. It's a dam.
Yeah, we were supposed to come over, and
we did the game.
Yeah, but you didn't. You never invited us back, but your daughter called me and said, I'm invited anytime I want to come over.
All right. Well, listen, it wasn't my fault we didn't do it.
Are we going to Phil's house this football season?
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. But by the way, I found out that Phil took another job. He's going to be doing college football games for NBC or Peacock, right?
Yeah, I don't know what it's on. Most likely it's on Peacock.
Big Ten?
Big Ten.
You got Rutgers.
I got Rutgers. I got Iowa, Indiana, Illinois.
Yeah, that's Big Ten.
Yeah.
That'd be great if Phil and Jerry can meet up before the Rutgers games. Oh, no, Jerry does basketball. I'm confused.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
My bad.
You can see Chris Carlin.
Chris Carlin does football.
Oh, yeah. he does the football for Rutgers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'll definitely see him then.
Are you doing Rutgers, Oregon?
No, I'm doing an early season game for Rutgers. They're playing Ohio.
The Bobcats.
The Bobcats, yes.
Yeah, who's the coach of Ohio?
No clue.
Okay.
Who's
the quarterback of Ohio?
No clue.
How the hell are you going to do the game?
I'm going to start studying them here probably in the next week or so.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not going to go in there and wing it,
Frank
Boomer.
Solich was. I don't know if he still is.
Frank Solich is not there anymore.
No, he was at, man, you think Nebraska regrets firing him?
Yes.
How'd that work out?
It did not work out great for them, although they've come back to life a little bit.
Yeah, I know, but it only took 20 years.
Yes, it did. CeeLo, do you have an update for us?
Yeah, and some good news for the Jet fans. A lot different than about 24 hours ago. So Justin Fields is not practicing. However, he is in uniform. He's got his helmet. He jogged out onto the field with no limp. So they're just like holding him out of drills to keep, for precautionary reasons. But he looks like he's moving around okay. He wants to. He's dressed for practice. Guy's cleats on. The helmet's on. He's just not actually
Boomer
doing any drills.
This actually could be a requirement by Aaron Glenn.
There you go.
There you go.
That's right. I forgot what he always had a saying, Coach. So I know he took it. I can't. You got to be in uniform on the field. No, you weren't allowed to come out there and stand around not in the uniform.
Like in your shorts and T-shirt or something.
Yeah, no, like that. That ain't happening.
If you're on the field, you're in uniform.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So this is it. This is what this is.
But he didn't walk or limp out. He jogged out.
That's awesome.
I saw a video of him jogging.
But that's another thing. Yeah, like, he doesn't want. He wants this job more than anybody wants a job in the NFL right now.
Are you guys? I'm sorry, CeeLo. No, when are you going to the Jets camp?
We're not going to Jets camp. We're going to Giants camp.
You're going to go there for the scrimmage?
No, I,
it's Tuesday, right?
It's Tuesday. Next Tuesday, we'll be at Giant Camp.
You will? Okay.
Yeah.
No Jets camp.
No, I'm
Jets
sorry. Thursday.
Oh, Thursday? Thursday? All right, Thursday.
For Giants.
Yeah, good.
They just point me in a direction. I show up.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
All right. Let me do for Phil what Jerry did for you and Gio yesterday. A little compare and contrast, because you were just asking him about Tua and what he said about Tyreek Hill last segment.
Yes.
And whole thing.
Yeah. Yes.
So Jerry was listening to Mike McDaniel speak and couldn't help but think about how much coach speak has changed over the years.
Oh my gosh.
Since this man was controlling the sidelines. Maybe a little PTSD for Phil, but to hear some of this first, and then we'll play McDaniel.
Oh, what's the matter, Big Easy? Is camp getting hard for you? If you get your feelings hurt, that's too bad. You want to run tonight, son, or you want to act like a f***ing rabbit? You want to run or you want to duck down? If you want to duck, just go over there and get under the bench and stay there.
Little honey bunch got a little bursitis on her knee back here. Tell him to throw up on his own time. You got to tell him we got a game today. Throw up after the game.
All right. So
that's
a great Bill Parcells right there.
Wait. Can I interrupt?
Of course. That's what I'm here
so
for.
So we had somebody in Dallas. It was like 102 degrees and this and that. And Ronnie Barnes, the trainer, goes over, so-and-so has to go to the bathroom. And he goes, coach goes, what? Well, tell him he's got to do it in his pants. He's not leaving the game. And he goes, he's really got to go. He's got to do what? I can't even finish the rest of it. It was...
Those situations happen, yes.
I was standing right next to it, and Parcells, he's got to do... Tell him he's got to go in his pants. Get people around him, do it in the trash can.
We did that. We held up towels around the guy.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we dropped the towels. He's was in do... Philadelphia during a preseason game, by the way.
No, coach, he's got to do number two. He's got to do two. Oh, my gosh.
All right, so that was Parcells.
Yep.
And then we got McDaniel here in 2025. He's talking about Darren Waller coming out of retirement to join the Dolphins. It's, you know, two birds from a feather, Parcells and McDaniel here.
Player that is hungry, that is healthy in mind, body, and spirit, and wants to do something for reasons that you know are appropriate based on he has had time to reflect. I mean, I couldn't be happier to have a guy that just walks in the day or walks in the door as a daily inspiration.
Oh, boy.
Well, I tell you what, I'm fired up.
They're going to suck. I don't know. I like Mike McDaniels. I like the different way of doing things.
Yeah, I do too.
And I do like the way their offenses run when Tua is on and Tyreek's happy and everybody's doing their thing. It's a fun team to watch. But, man, I got to believe he's on borrowed time if they don't win this year.
Yeah, it's a lot. Offensive line, it's average maybe. The defense, people leaving. Anthony Campanile, New Jersey guy, is the coordinator there, right?
Yes.
So that's pretty exciting. You know, I hope it goes well for him because he's a terrific football coach. So
I mean, I don't think he is the coordinator.
Oh, he's not there. He's he went.
What
to
do you a, got your little cheat sheet here?
I do. So you know, for the Dolphins, obviously Mike McDaniel's. Yeah, Frank Smith and Anthony Weaver down there.
Oh, they're the D coordinators?
Yeah, well, Anthony Weaver's the D coordinator.
Where in the hell did Anthony go?
Jaguars.
The Jags. Okay,
he's the coordinator for the Jaguars.
Thank you.
So he's with Liam Cohen, Grant Udinski, and, of course, Campanelli is the defense coordinator there.
I'm glad he's there in Jacksonville. I'd rather be the defensive coordinator in Jacksonville than I would in Miami. Mm. So
he had the right state.
So. Yeah, it was close. Okay.
Yeah. So you tell the Parcells story about having to go to the bathroom. Slightly related. Now, you weren't here last Friday. We played this, but I'm sure you saw it at the Open Championship. The BBC broadcast, Scottie Scheffler was hitting his approach shot, and there was a certain sound that was audible on the broadcast. So just to refresh your memory, and then there's an update and a part two here.
What are you laughing about? There's so much to say about that shot. It's sounding off the clock face.
Who was hitting the ball?
Just a little bit of wind from behind.
A little bit of wind.
Just helped to ease down the green.
Oh,
sorry. We all hear it. You hear their reaction. So initially, I thought it was one of them in the booth. Then there was talk that maybe it was a fan in the gallery picked up on a hot mic.
No.
Pardon my take, guys. Had Scheffler, the champion, as a guest this week, and they got to the bottom of it.
I have a very important question for you. at the Open, I'm trying to remember what hole it was. I think it was the 17th. Did you fart?
Oh.
Yeah, that was me.
Was it?
Actually?
Oh, yeah, that was me.
There you go.
That's all you got to do is you got to own it.
That's right. 100%. Oh, my gosh.
Kind of like that time he did it with Jim Nance.
That's just not true.
Yeah, and got to remember the win. We've talked about that. And I think it's warmed up, though, Jim, just to talk about the atmosphere of the game. Yeah. What do you think? Are you warmer now than you were earlier in the game? Or are you just numb?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm worried about you.
I don't know where that
what
came
happened
from.
There, Phil? Oh.
I don't remember it.
I mean, at least Scotty Scheffler owned it, man.
Yeah, really? He did.
Well, I know Boomer would own it. He'd be proud of it.
Oh, yeah. Geo talks about it all the time in here.
Just got to own it. Just 100%. Let it.
I, you know,
and
but
by
I
the would, way, you know, farting is good for you.
I understand. I just don't remember, you know, I don't know. That's all right. I don't care.
That's okay. That's good.
You guys play it all the time,
you know,
I
that
guess.
Was, you know, what I loved about that is that you guys sounded like you really liked each other and you enjoyed being with each other.
Yeah, that was a good moment.
It was fun.
Yeah. Oh, well.
All right. I know we're getting close to up against. Before I get to moment of the day, I got one more thing for you.
Yep.
Funny audio. This all is right. Actually from Geo's former station in Pittsburgh, 93.7 The Fan.
Wow.
A lot of diehard fans out there in Pittsburgh. The Pirates stink. Imagine being a Pirates fan.
Oh, boy.
So this guy calls
Paul
up.
Skeens.
Yeah, well, this guy calls up. He's fed up, and he called to vent.
Bob, you there?
I am really mad. You know why?
Why?
You know, I caught my best friend with my wife years ago, and I thought that was the end of the world. But you know what? You can always get a woman, but you can't change your love for your hometown Pirates, and I can't take it anymore. I'm done with them.
Wow.
Did you get remarried, Bob?
No.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's a yinzer right there, man.
Oh, man, yeah, man. The accent and everything, yes. 100%. Baseball-wise, tonight, Yankees and Phillies from the stadium. They'll begin a series. Will Warren, Taiwan Walker, 6:25. Pre-game coverage here on The Fan. Mets and Giants tonight, late night out in San Francisco. It's a 10:15 start on Odyssey Mets Radio. Clay Holmes opposed by Logan Webb. With that, we get to moment of the day. And Phil, as he joins us today, guest hosting with you, Boomer, he got the Anthony from Belleville baptism earlier this morning.
Quickly, let's go to Anthony in Belleville. Anthony, what's happening, you meathead?
Uh-oh. Boomer Esiason and the great Phil Simms. Oh, yeah,
baby. What's happening?
Oh, my gosh. Phil, it's great to talk to you, but could you please, like, raise your hand so I know who's speaking?
Wow.
Wow. Okay, Anthony, thank you.
What's it mean, who's speaking? He thinks we sound alike?
He thinks we look alike. He wants to know who's talking.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying? So that's his little joke.
Yeah, it was funny. I laughed my ass off.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty funny. But that's one of our longtime listeners and callers.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yes.
All right, well, good
for
him.
He's a nice guy. He's a little pudgy. You'd like him. He's thick. Right now, how thick is he?
Yeah, he's thick. He's like got quarterback thighs and butt.
Yeah, but he's short.
Yeah, he's about 5'3".
He's like Alejandro Kirk from the Toronto Blue Jays. That's what he looks like. Well, he doesn't look as athletic as him. Alejandro Kirk.
I had to love that at the end. Yes. The way you pronounce that, Alejandro Kirk.
Yeah, I don't know why we do that. Like, every time we go to pronounce like a Spanish name, we try to use a Spanish
inflection. Or yes,
it's kind of like Eddie, the chameleon.
That's right.
Yeah, he's a chameleon
with the accents.
Right. If you put Eddie on a anywhere with somebody who has an accent.
Yeah.
He
can do it.
He
repeat it.
No, but he doesn't do it he does it without
subconsciously.
I subconsciously speak like that person.
Can you do a little country?
No, I'd have to be
immersed.
Yeah.
What happened, they all went on a boat and there was this Spanish guy that was, you know, taking them on a tour down in Miami, and the guy had obviously an accent. And Eddie starts talking like the guy to the guy.
Oh, I love it.
And everybody with Eddie is like just mortified and cringing that maybe this guy thinks that Eddie's making fun of him.
Oh.
I don't even know I'm doing it.
Yeah, he has no idea. So he's an accent chameleon.
I'd like to hear you. Like, when I go back home to Kentucky, people go, you know, you talk like you're from the North now. And then, of course, up here, everybody goes, many people, almost every day, where'd you grow up? You know, they still hear the Southern accent.
I hear it.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
100%.
Yeah. It's not like a drawl, really, but there's something about your speech pattern that is not from here.
Yeah. I saw one of the first games I played the NFL on the NFL Network. We were playing the Rams out in Los Angeles. And it was only like 20,000 people in 1979 because the Rams end up going to Super Bowl, but they weren't a big thing. And I'm listening, and the audio is so clear. You hear me going, "Green 99, Green 99." I mean, I was like, "Listen to me." And my grandson was there. He happened to be watching. He's going, "Poppy, man, you talk funny." You know,
taking your old films out and showing your grandson?
No, it was on NFL Network.
Oh, it was?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Green 99. Yeah. Green 99.
And I think I said Green 99 every play of the game.
Did you really?
Yeah. I couldn't think about changing the number.
I was a Blue 80 guy.
Blue 80, yeah. Yeah. That's
Blue 80, Blue 80.
What is it? Like, what is that?
It's just a sequence. And sometimes, well, in some offenses, you could use a different color, which would mean that you would be changing the play.
Yeah. Okay. But if you're using the same one for the play.
It's just for the sequence.
Okay. All right.
And every team's a little bit different.
The defense doesn't catch on. I know what you're leading, right?
Is that
what
you want to know? Guys over there.
No, I'm just curious. Like if you're saying the same thing on every play, what's the point of saying a color and a number instead of just
because you want to change it? It's a different color and number.
So it's a cadence for a reason.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And that's to kind of get everybody on the same page.
Sure.
And you could say blue 80, blue 80. Hut! That could be on
like
one.
Certain quarterbacks 80, have the same one most of the time.
Yeah,
like Aaron Rodgers. I feel like. It's been saying the same thing no matter what team he goes. He's on his, third team now?
Yeah, he'll be using the same cadence, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
You don't want to change the cadence.
On this episode of a quarterback that I was watching, I think it was, I forget which guy it was, but he kept going, "Kill, kill," and he was tapping on his helmet.
Yes.
Kirk Cousins,
that
yeah.
That one I know.
But then doesn't that give the defense to go, we're in the wrong formation because this guy's killing the play.
Yeah, but they don't know what play they're going
to. They should know what play they're going to, and hopefully you're not tipping the defense off as to what play you're trying to get to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of communication that people don't realize actually means something. Some of it doesn't mean much. But it's to create a cadence so that everybody is on the offense is on the same page. You know, a defensive player can make a mistake and make a great play. An offensive player makes a mistake, somebody's getting killed.
Mm, that's a problem.
Yeah, but I always love, it's like I played Reggie White twice a year, and I would try to lull him to sleep. Or, in other words, when I needed
milk and cookies, what
would
you
do? I said that. But when I wanted to draw him off sides, and it was part of my thought process. But with Reggie, I was like, no, I can't. I got to do it early because I want him to think about it after that. And it was hard to get him to jump off sides. But some guys like Mark Gastineau, even Howie Long.
Who was the easiest guy for you to get off sides?
Maybe Howie Long.
You know why? Because he was looking at our legs. He was going, he was looking through the guard,
right,
and looking at our legs. And this is what he has told me.
Hmm.
And so when I kind of found that out, I was able to like twitch my leg and he would jump offside.
Wow.
And then he'd pull his pants up even higher.
Yeah.
But actually,
the
easiest guy for me to get offside, and you're going to love this one, because I know that you probably got him offsides a bunch of times too, Freddie Smirlis.
Oh, 100%.
Yes. Okay, there you go.
We had a scrimmage against him one year, and on the first play, I told everybody I'm going to draw him offsides, and I do it, and he goes, "The first play?" You know, he got all it. I said, yeah, I'm going to set the tone here so you can't get to me as I throw it. But, yeah, I did it the very first play of the scrimmage.
Yeah, that guy would jump offside 3-4 times a game.
Mm-hmm.
And the offensive line coach would tell me, Jimmy McNally, the great Jimmy McNally, would tell me, if you don't get him offside 3 or 4 times this game, you're not doing your job.
Yeah.
And, boom, it would happen all the time.
Scouting report on
exactly.
That guy.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, Al, you got something?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Man, it has been a feel-good football Friday here on The Fan. And I got to tell you, I really do appreciate you coming in this morning. I know it's not easy. Sitting in for Geo, Phil Sims, coming to you from the Bill Ford Tough studio, of course, on CBS Sports Network. And I have to say that I've enjoyed every minute of this morning.
It was a lot of fun. It really was. I enjoyed it. I really appreciate you guys asking me.
Anytime you want to come in,
you text me. You want to know if I can do it. And I said, I'll let you know. He goes, I need to know soon. That was your thing.
I got to get you to commit. That's all.
Well, okay. I needed an hour or two to make sure I wasn't, stepping on something else I was supposed to do this morning. But whatever. It's all been great. Had a lot of fun. And
it reminds me of when you came into the studio at the NFL today. I'll never forget. We had the same agent, Steve Rosner.
Yeah.
And Drew Kalisky, our producer. And I was like, this is when Tony Gonzalez left to go up to Fox because he wanted to go back to L.A. And I'll never forget. It was like the perfect replacement for Tony. It was great working with Tony. But looking at you all those years across the desk, I mean, you kept me laughing. You kept me on my toes. And I got to tell you, it was great working with you. It was great working with you this morning. And I know that you wanted to touch on something really quickly, and that is the top quarterbacks in the NCAA coming up this year, looking forward to next year's draft.
Yeah.
Just give me your top three or four guys quickly.
Okay, I'll just say this. Garrett Nussmeier, LSU, good, but really wild. Cade Klubnik, Clemson.
That's a kid I love.
You love him. Very polished. Physically, we'll see where it goes.
Remember, we had a conversation about Klubnik last year.
Yes.
Because that's the first time I'd really got to see him a couple times.
Lenora Sellers of South Carolina. More polished than I expected. I was really excited about him. Sam Leavitt at Arizona State. We saw him in the playoffs. He's somebody to watch. Fernando Mendoza, Indiana. Transfer from Cal. 6'5", good athlete, good arm, somebody to look out for just from what I watched. And then John Mateer, we talked about going to Oklahoma from Washington State, pretty special. Saying all this, I'm trying to make it quick. So now I save Arch Manning for last.
Yes.
And I'm going to see. I'm going to pick it apart.
Yep.
And I got done. I went, very good decision maker, unbelievable, looks big on the field, good movement, pocket movement, arm, very good. Maybe not Josh Allen, but it's really good, can throw all the throws, arm angles, gets rid of the football, decision making off the charts, and I was, damn, I did not write one. There's one negative, and you know it. What is it? Needs more experience.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Needs to play
more, should play more.
But if he plays this year and has a good year, he's coming out. That's just my thought.
Do you think that they would have won the national championship had he played last year as opposed to Quinn Ewers?
If I had to say yes or no, I'm going to say yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.